keynote speaker at this morning's Sugar Beet Growers Annual Meeting was Pro Farmer Washington analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Topic of Jim's presentation was the dysfunction that's occurring in Washington, D.C. Dysfunction is probably a mild word.
Yeah, it's actually, I told him, it's actually more dysfunctional Washington is than what they see. Of course, you get a few gasps in the audience about that, but it's the case right now where you not only have major differences, unsurly differences between the two political parties, but within the you know political parties, both Democrats and Republicans, they have conflicting issues amongst themselves.
Do you see that reconciling at all?
I see it. The only time it'll reconcile, easily between the parties, but individual parties, but between the Democrats and Republicans, it'll only end when you have a true minority party defined as that party cannot come back into power the next election.
Sure. How do you see this playing into the Farm Bill then?
The Farm Bill, there's no consensus right now. The hearings start February the 2nd in the House Ag Committee, and that'll be on conservation programs, and that ought to tell you the focus right there initially. But with the Republicans on the House Ag Committee fully expecting to be back into power in the next Congress next year, they're not going to want to go very far on the Farm Bill. But you should and will have hearings both at Washington level and in the regional areas of our great country. So at least they can obtain the intelligence needed to write any new Farm Bill. If that's going to be the case, I think an easy prediction would be a 1 or 2 year extension of the current Farm Bill. There's nothing wrong with that because at least you have known, you know something, and it'll give you more time to see what comes out in the U.S. ag sector, because there's a lot of concern out there with the rising input cost and the geopolitical concerns, Russia, Ukraine, potential sanctions, and the still ongoing rift between U.S. and China.
Our report from the American Sugar Beet Growers Association's annual meeting, brought to you by KWS Seed and Beta Seed, BASF, Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association, Countryside Insurance, Corteva, Sess Vanderhoof, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and Premium Ag Solutions. From Scottsdale, for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Randy Conan.